Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, fellow adults, let's figure out adult life together.
Because adulting wasn't taught in school. Listen to stories, questions, and sometimes expert advice on adulting, self-development,
finding stability, relationships, health, well-being, and more. Because
it's an adult thing.
Nakaka 100 episodes na tayo, fellow adults! For the 100th time, This is Nika.
And as always, this is Carla. For this episode, we'd like to give a huge shout out to the people who have helped us produce the first 100 episodes of It's an Adult Thing. Mm-hmm. So, syempre po, shout out to PNA, Podcast Network Asia. And to our support team, sina Joshua Peñalosa, Marian Haranilia, Ellen Concepcion, Angel Bugayong, Bianca Almendares, etong mga kasama namin sa recording studio, sina Bartz Bartolome, Jet Francisco, and Jeff Nunez.
Yan.
Marami pang bumubuo ng Podcast Network Asia, guys. Pasensya na po if di namin kayo maisa-isa right now. Pero, syempre, we can't miss thanking PNA's bossing, si Ron Baisyong, and the late bossing, Joseph Acuña.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for taking notice of our young amateur show some
three years ago.
Diba?
When we were recording with our tiny mics from
Miniso.
Miniso. Sa kwarto mo, tapos nakapatay yung electric fan dahil...
Hulas na hulas tayo.
Dahil maririnig sa microphone.
Salamat po for challenging us to provide professional and higher quality content to our fellow adults. Yay. Salamat po sa tulong at sa tiwala.
Yes. And speaking of tulong and tiwala, Here's a free and heartfelt shout out. Wala pong bayad.
Yan.
To our sponsors, to all the sponsors who trusted us in carrying their brands. Thank you to Globe, BPI, Devant, Lazada, Celatec para sa magandang cooties.
Kita niyo mga sa podcast, cooties namin.
Diba? Ayan.
Dinig na dinig niyo yung
bikinis.
Kinis ng mga cooties namin dahil sa Celatec.
Swiss Miss, NGPINC, GoTime Bank, Sun Life, Imagine Law, and Probe Media Foundation Incorporated. Ilang bills din ang naitawid nitong mga sponsors natin. Maraming salamat po.
Salamat. Sa mga ibang brands dyan, may next 100 episodes pa po kami. Pwedeng-pwede pa po kayong sumuporta. Amen. Thank you din syempre sa lahat ng mga naging guests natin. Mm-hmm. All 33 of them.
Taray!
Hindi natin isa-isahin, no?
To.
Dami, no? And of course, sa co-founder natin na si Momshi Azel,
yes.
Pati sa mga OG listeners at supporters natin na ilang taon nang tumatangkilik, nag-share ng episodes natin, sumasagot sa crowdsourcing,
yes.
Nagsesend ng messages of appreciation, at nagpa-follow up lovingly kung kailan ang next release natin.
Lovingly nga ba? Iba, nagagalit na.
Galit na sila eh, tatampo na sila eh. Pero anyway, super thank you guys. Yes. Super, super na-appreciate namin.
Yes, yes. And for more audience participation, Carla, we asked our fellow adults through our social media kung ano ang biggest or favorite adulting lessons nila from our show so far. Mm-hmm. So, throughout this episode, we will read some of your entries, fellow adults. Yung mga hindi namin mababasa, itatry namin i-repost sa IG and FB stories ng it's an adult thing. Mm-hmm. Kapit lang, guys. Abangan natin ang learnings ng isa't isa.
Sige.
Yan.
Eto, Nika. Surprisingly, crowd favorite na segment.
Talaga?
Di ko alam kung bakit. So, ito po yung kumustahan natin in the form of our adulting highlights and adulting lowlights.
Mm-mm.
Fellow adults, legit. Like, this came as a surprise to us. Kasi nung mga first few times na tinry namin yung highlight at lowlight, minamadali pa namin yung sagot namin kasi feeling namin, like, who would want to hear about our personal lives?
Sino itong mga to?
Parang, bilisan nyo na. Get to the point.
Hello, the lessons already.
Yes. Pero, gayon pa man, nilalagay pa rin namin yung segment to normalize acknowledging the ups and downs of adulting. Tapos nakakatuwa kasi ang daming nagme-message sa amin na ganito na rin daw yung kumustahan nila with their loved ones. Aww. Through highlights and lowlights. Diba?
That's so good.
Yes.
Nung nag-meeting din kami last time ng UPDT Executive Committee, mga officers, nag-highlights and lowlights din kami.
Aww. Aww.
Cute. Nakakatot.
Yes.
Kasi yung ibang listeners natin, nilulook forward din daw nila na marinig yung ups and downs natin.
Mm-mm.
Nilulook forward nyo yung mga downs namin. Grabe kayo.
Para damay-damay na. di lang sila yung lugmok, no?
And pati din daw sila sumasagot ko ano yung highlight nila tsaka lowlight nila when we ask it during the segment.
Mm-mm.
So, kinakausap nila yung speakers.
Oo. Nararamdaman namin, guys. Di man makarating yung words, na feel namin
energy,
yung
yeah,
the vibrations,
the intentions.
Yes.
Some of them who told us na favorite nila yung highlight lowlight segment, sina Patrick Henry, si Jones Cohn, and si John Edward Misalang. Yan, sila favorite daw nila yan. Sila lang yung pinaka-recent pero marami pa from before na nagsabi. Kaya naman, dahil dyan, fellow adults and Carla.
Yes, Mamshi.
Ano ang biggest adulting? Biggest! Ano ang biggest adulting highlight at adulting lowlight nyo this past 100 episodes? Sa listeners natin, maybe simula nung naging part kayo ng adulting tribe natin. Sa atin, Carla, highest ups and lowest downs, taray, natin since episode 1.
Okay.
Can you think of your lowest lows and your highest highs?
Siguro universal yung pandemic.
Oo naman.
Diba?
Mm-mm.
Kasi first few episodes natin, pre-pandemic pa.
Yeah. Diba? Like first two, ganyan?
I think so. Kasi January 2020 yung start natin,
uh-oh,
officially.
Yeah.
Tapos nagkaroon ng pandemic.
Bago yun, pumutok muna ang bulkan
Taal.
Ng Taal. Tapos biglang nagkaroon ng pandemic. Parang magugulaw na ba yung mundo? Ne, pero sobrang scary nung time na yun ng pandemic.
Mm-mm. Like, I lost weight out of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
As in, mukha akong malnourished levels.
Mm-hmm.
Grabe. Tapos, I survived 2 heartbreaks.
Hey!
2 major heartbreaks.
Hey!
Yun. So, yun naisip kong most impactful lowlights.
Mm.
Tapos, highlight, in all fairness, I grew from those...
How many inches? Charot.
Mga... more of pounds.
Oh.
20 pounds.
You grew from those heartaches?
Yes. Mm. After getting through each of those, parang feeling ko leveled up version na Carla yung lumabas out of those situations. Out of those seasons. Kumbaga, ma'am, siya Pokemon. Parang nakailang upgrade yung evolution ko. Ganyan yung feeling ko. So... tawag yata nila doon Kensho, Japanese concept.
Ooh.
Growth through pain. Yung iba, meron din man lahat ng growth kailangan through pain, no? Meron ding mga sudden awakening, tawag nila doon Satori. Universe, pasatori ka naman dyan, no?
Sudden awakening, yung bigla ka nalang magigising one day, tapos I'm over this shit. Ganun, parang.
It doesn't even have to come out of shit.
Okay.
Okay, kasi halimbawa, may bagong insight, may natutunan ka bigla, realization, mga breakthrough, therapy ka, may breakthrough sa therapy mo.
Ooh.
So, mga satori.
Parang masarap kainin yun.
Sarap. No? Satori.
Parang pagkain, tinutusok ng barbecue steak. Hindi ka
yakitori na yata yung iniisip mo, mami.
Sorry.
Japanese din yun. So, in fairness naman sa mga painful downs ko, may napala naman yung Kensho ko.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to Satori!
No more pain, please.
Tapos, di ba takang-taka tayo kung bakit sinasabi ng mga tao na nakaka-relax yung podcast natin?
Uh-uh.
Actually, before recording, sabi rin ni Jeff.
Huh?
Mm-mm. Kasama natin dito sa booth, sa ano, sa studio. Gets ko
na. Feeling ko dapat i-play yung podcast natin sa mga spa.
Totoo.
Sa mga salon. Paano? O, paano man na-gets? Sige.
Gets ko na. Kasi, medyo recently, not so recently, pero alam mo na to.
Oh.
When I was really sad.
Mm. Bakit ka sad? Hindi, ikwento mo.
Sa ibang episodes na. Okay. Happy tayo today.
Okay.
So, pinakinggan ko one of our episodes. Tapos, in all fairness, nakangiti ako the whole time. And it felt like things are okay. Because in truth, they are. Things are okay. So, it got me out of my head.
Aww.
Tapos, nakaka-relate ako sa pinapakinggan ko kasi ako yun eh.
Kasi hindi. Ano na?
Tayo yun eh. Pero gets ko na, parang it's not necessarily relaxing as in bodily relaxation.
Okay. But assuring? Ganun ba?
I think so.
Okay. Mali yung adjective. Sinong gumamit nito? Charot. gets.
Oo. So nakakakalma because it feels like things are fine.
Okay. And things will be fine.
Yes. And actually, things are fine. Trapped lang tayo sa rumination or replay ng utak natin.
My gosh, your brain so powerful but so flawed.
True naman 'yon. Kaya nga ito, 'di ba? We're trying to outsmart our primitive brains. Ayun. Ikaw, Mom, what's your highlight and low light for the past 100 episodes?
Siguro. Well, same nung pandemic. Aside from I was a freelancer at that time and the economy was so unstable.
True.
Like the job market was like, magkakaroon ba ako ng project next week kasi baka wala na akong kakainin. It's the instability. Aside from the, you know, worrying about people you love getting sick, ganyan. And also, ayun, meron ako mga relatives na nagkasakit, like si nanay, ilang beses na ospital, parang ginawa naming bakasyonan yung ospital.
Pag sinabi pala ni Nika na nanay, lola niya
lola yun. Kaya, yun. And meron din akong tita who had breast cancer. Na-discover nung pandemic in the late stages. Hindi ko nakakwenta sa'yo.
Oo nga eh.
Pero yun, so parang, what is happening? My relatives na growing up, sila yung nag-aalaga sa'yo. Mm-hmm. Aside from my mother, aside from my father.
Sila yung second, adults mo.
Sila yung second parents ko. Parang ganun. Gagasakit. I think yun yung mga lowest downs. So, walang pera. Tsaka sakit.
Yun may pera naman. Ano, medyo
unstable. Hindi mo lang sure kung darating siya.
Manaka-naka.
Pag-ulan ng pera. Ganyan. Highest ups. Siguro the first one would be us being able to join Podcast Network Asia.
True.
No bullshit. Not trying to make bola anyone. Wala na kayong magagawa. Nandito na kami. Nakakuha niyo na. Yun. Kasi I think it just shows na may isa-isay itong ginagawa natin for a company to believe in us aside from...
It's a huge validation for us.
Yes, oo. And then brands coming in na... I think you'd have to be a credible enough person to...
A show.
To a credible enough show para magkaroon ng brands na magtiwala sa'yo. Yun. So I think itong ang podcast natin will be one of my greatest achievements in life. Like, honestly.
Umiiyak na yan! Highlight, lowlight pa lang!
Hindi kasi, diba, you're like, kahit isang tao lang yung matulungan mo, through a rough patch in life, mapatawa mo whatever. it's like already a good thing, right? So like, oh, I love this show. Charot.
Close up. Zoom.
Papatakin luha sa kanang
kung may
mata.
IG live sana tayo ngayon, no?
Yon, I think it's really like, it's going to be one of my greatest achievements in life. Diba?
Agree.
Being Saint. An ate to a lot of younger adults. Yan. And then, siguro, getting a stable job and getting promoted.
Mm-mm.
Kasi nga yun yung biggest ano ko, fear ko. So parang, ano ba?
Na-alleviate yung
anxiety
mo.
Kakain ba ako next week? Ganyan. Na-alleviate yung anxiety ko. And then na-validate pa na, okay, I'm doing okay. I'm doing good.
Good.
Yes. And then, also, yung recent win namin ng gold for UP Dragon Boat Team. Kasi, syempre nag-pandemic, we couldn't train for 2 years.
Mm-mm.
And then when we came back,
stronger.
You came back stronger and like, mas marami pang tao. Parang, it was a really huge comeback.
Mm-mm.
Na parang,
to the beautiful you.
Yeah, hindi napatay ng pandemic. Yung passion ng team for sports, for each other, ganyan, for getting fit, getting stronger, representing the school, yun. Dami kong highlights, no?
In all fairness!
Yeah, love it. Yun, happy.
Congrats, mami.
Congrats to you, too.
I'm so happy for
us. For growing. Yes. Evolving, ever-changing.
Pati sa fellow adults natin,
mm-hmm.
Congrats sa mga highlights nyo yes. Nitong mga nakaraang panahon.
Mm-hmm.
Oo, right.
Mm.
Ito na ang main ganap sa 100th.
Hirap i-pronounce, ha?
Yes.
Ika-isang daang
episode natin. We are gonna take a look back
mm-hmm.
and ask each other not only kung ano ang mga natutunan namin while producing our first 100 episodes,
mm.
We will also reflect on how It's an Adult Thing changed us.
Wow.
Pati yung biggest challenge or dagok natin Tara. Sa podcasting by far.
Okay.
And ano yung mga belief natin dati, like nung first few episodes natin, na nagbago na in the course of 100 episodes. So, simulan natin sa biggest or favorite learnings natin from this show.
Okay.
So, pwedeng dahil sa discussions natin,
sana mag-get nila yun.
So, pwedeng dahil sa mga discussions natin, yung natutunan natin, or pwede rin namang through producing the show.
Okay.
Basta, siguro yung hindi natin matututunan, if not for It's an Adult Thing.
Alright. I got
Gege. Ano sa'yo, Ma'am Shnika?
Una ka. Kasi.
Una ko?
Oo.
O sige.
Sige na.
Okay. So. So, ang natutunan / napatunayan ko ay, don't wait to be completely ready.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
'Cause you'll never be completely ready.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, embrace natin that we don't know everything yet.
Mm.
We may not have all the resources yet, but we'll figure things out along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, clarification lang ha. I'm not saying don't prepare. Naman ganun, guys.
De, sabak lang tayo sa dance contest.
Oo.
Sabi nila, Carla, never be ready. You'll never be ready.
So, now na, di ba? Marathon tayo bukas.
Kasi, huwag na mag-ready.
Hoy, hindi ganun na.
Hindi ganun.
So, yes, prepare tayo. What I'm saying is that don't let your preparation be an excuse for you to postpone living your life.
Pak! Quotable quote.
Bugsh! So, sa It's an Adult Thing ko na-prove yung theory of quote-unquote adjacent possibilities. Adjacent, meaning malapit, it's near, but you still cannot touch it. Yet. So, yung adjacent possibilities, ito yung mga posibilidad na outside of your reality as of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, ang sinasabi nitong adjacent possibility theory, kung nasan ka ngayon, meron lang limited na possibilities. Totoo naman yun.
Mm.
But, as you move forward, may new possibilities na mag-a-arise.
Mm-mm.
Yung new possibilities na yan, hindi yan mag-o-open up hanggang wala kang movement.
Mm-hmm.
Sample. Nung first episode natin, Momsh, it was not possible na makapag-record tayo sa isang professional studio with technical support, ha? For free. Which is exactly what we are doing right now.
Mm-mm-mm.
As in, kahit na anong tumbling natin, nung December 2019, this reality we are enjoying right now, it was just not possible. Aminin natin yan.
Mm.
So what did we do? Nag-record pa rin tayo sa kwarto ko,
mm-hmm.
tapos sa kwarto ni Pao,
mm-hmm.
tapos sa kwarto ng kapatid ni Pao, si Ziggy.
Diba?
And so yeah. on. Mm-hmm. Tapos pumasok yung pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And then people binged listen to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And we were among the first few Pinoy podcasters na may enough nang na-upload.
Yeah. To gain enough traction.
Yes, before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, may advantage na tayo sa listenership.
Mm-hmm.
So in less than 1 year, I think, naka-hit na tayo ng 10,000 plays sa Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos nagra-rank na tayo sa top 100 sa Pilipinas.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya tayo, I think, kaya tayo napansin ng Podcast Network Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya nila tayo kinuha.
Mm-hmm.
So fast forward to after the pandemic, meron ng sariling recording studio, ang PNA.
Mm-hmm.
And we can now record here as many times as we want.
Depende sa schedule.
Depende sa schedule. So, this reality was not yet possible noong day one. But for every step we took forward, we got closer and closer to this possibility.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know when this would happen.
Mm-mm.
We didn't know how. We didn't know through whom.
Mm-hmm.
Pero sa bawat forward movement natin, may mga pintong bumubukas.
Mm-hmm.
And those doors are for us to explore one forward movement at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Even yung format natin,
mm-hmm.
like yung wut-wut nga, hindi naman natin pinano yun, di ba?
Wala lang. That's just how we talk and react mm-hmm. kapag may masayang nangyayari.
Yes, parang, ewan ko, first few episodes may wut-wut instinctively. Tapos nung wala nang wut-wut,
Hinahanap
na ng listeners. Tapos parang kami, okay, gusto nila. Panindigan natin.
Okay.
Pati yung content, yung topics natin, we figure it out with our fellow adults kasi they help us curate our topics. So, habang umuusad ang It's an Adult Thing, doon lang din tayo natututo.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, you will never be fully ready just by planning or imagining things.
Mm-hmm.
And no, you don't have to be.
Mm-mm.
The more you do it, the more you will learn, the more qualified you will become,
mm-hmm.
the more possibilities will open up to you.
Mm-hmm.
So just do it now.
Mm-mm. Nike. Charot.
Oh, baka Nike, baka naman. Do it na.
Mm-mm.
One step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Ikaw, Mom, ano ang iyong biggest learning?
Pareha tayo ng sagot, pero iba yung takeaway ko.
Pareha tayo
nang naisip. Kasi ang mindset ko before was, I have to be the best at something. Mm-hmm. Or I have to be really good at something to share what I know. So parang kung halimbawa, gusto kong magturo about cooking, kailangan may-ari ako ng restaurant. Ganun, chef ako.
Chef agad yan.
Oo, hindi ako pwedeng housewife na self-taught. Kailangan best ako eh. Parang ganun.
Mm-mm.
I have to be so good to be able to share something, to be able to contribute something.
Dapat black belter ka kaagad sa craft na yun.
Mm-mm, parang ganun. So parang I have to be the best in adulting. Kailangan sobrang galing kong adult. Wala kang makikitang flaw sa akin bago ako makapag-share ng something valuable to others.
Mm-hmm.
Pero kailan mangyayari yun? Hindi yun mangyayari eh. Parang ganun. Mm-hmm. So, yun. Ang nag-change yun for me na, okay, hindi ko kailangan maging perfecto para makatulong sa iba at may ma-share in this world.
Mm-mm.
Ganyan. And also, isa kong natutunan is, while we were doing, because we started sharing our lives, our lessons, ganyan, I learned that I'm not unique. Charot.
Which is,
in a good way.
Yes, which is just good.
Yes. That I am not alone in this struggle of adulting.
Uh-oh.
Na hindi lang ako yung nahihirapang maging disciplined when it comes to fitness.
Mm.
Hindi lang ako yung may hindi alam na may trans fat yung kinakain natin. Hindi lang ako yung may alam na ganito pala mag-handle ng grief.
Mm-mm.
Ganyan.
Mm-mm.
So, yun. In anything that I'm going through, I am never alone. And yes, there will be someone who will be able to help me. Pwedeng a fellow adult like Carla and Nika. Mm. Pwedeng an expert who's willing to share their
pwedeng
knowledge.
A listener.
Pwedeng another listener.
Na nag-share ng insight niya.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so yun. Hindi tayo mag-isang nahihirapan dito.
Yes.
This is a universal paghihirap. Charot, hindi. This is a universal thing that we can get through and thrive. Mm-mm. Itong adulting.
Yes. Yun.
Ano pa ba? Can I share yung mga favorite episodes that
okay
that, actually hindi yung episodes pero learnings.
Sige.
Mm-mm. Isang favorite line ko from our episode parang women we look up to.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ikaw nag-share na to yung kay about kay what Supreme Court Justice
RBG Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yes,
or Ginsburg
yung line na fight for the things that you care about, but do it in a way that will lead others to join you. So don't antagonize them. Kasi before, ano ko, like very, hindi, mali kay, dapat pakinggan mo ko.
Like kung hindi mo ako mapakinggan, bobo ka.
Oo. Or tsaka, ano, hindi ka na maniniwala, hindi ka na makikinig, ganyan.
Parang, other ka, other.
Yeah. Parang set na yon. So kung hindi mo tinatry intindihin yung point ko, ay magkaaway tayo.
Mm-mm.
Parang ganon. Eh, di ba, kailangan mo nga ay support for certain things. So, better to, yun nga, do it in a way that they will support you, not antagonize them,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and that they will understand you better. Mm-hmm. Di man kayo mag-agree,
mm-hmm,
but still, at least meron siyang bagong POV,
mm-hmm,
na nabigay mo sa kanya on certain issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yon, isa yon sa mga favorites ko. Meron pa ako maraming gusto kung meron ka pa. Pero,
go!
I really liked our unlearning...
Things we had to unlearn?
Things we had to unlearn episode.
Way back in 2020.
Like, it was a foreign concept to me.
Alin?
Yung unlearning.
Ah.
Why would I want to unlearn something? Parang, bakit ano yung unlearning? Pero it just means changing your belief or
upgrading.
Mindset.
Upgrading.
About something. Yes, mm-hmm. Upgrading. Knowing more about something. So, yung belief or information na outdated na or di na applicable ngayon, you can have a more knowledgeable stance on it.
Mm-mm.
Yun. So, sobrang game-changing for me yung unlearning. Kasi na, okay, I can continuously learn and unlearn things. I don't have to, like, if I learned na something, kailangan pang kapitan ko na siya.
Mm-mm.
Hindi na magbabago yung isip ko. Hindi na ako magdadagdag ng information. Ito na yun. Ako yung tama.
Parang,
ito na yung tamang mindset.
Mm-mm.
Without even questioning it.
Isa pa naman sa ilang beses na rin nag-aaray sa mga discussion natin, I'm not sure kung ganito yung pagka-word, but the insight is that people suffer a lot kapag yung mental models ng reality natin, yung mapa ng reality natin sa utak natin,
okay,
ay hindi akma sa objective reality.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung mga expectations natin, hindi siya tumutugma sa totoong nature and dynamics ng mundo.
Mm-mm.
So, it's super essential to have the skill of unlearning para kapag hindi na usable yung map mo.
Hindi ka maliligaw.
Hindi ka maliligaw. Hindi ka mabubunggo. Hindi ka mahuhulog.
Makakarating ka sa
sa destination mo.
Ah.
Oo. So, yeah. I like that episode too.
Yeah. Isa yung sa mga favorites ko.
Ako rin. Of the 100.
Pero ang hirap, isa din siya sa pinakamahirap ha. Honestly, nasagutin. Kasi, like, kinakalikot mo yung utak mo. Ano ba yung mga beliefs ko? Na kinailangan kong kalimutan or pag jump offan para magkaroon ng better view or better...
It takes a lot of self-awareness to answer that.
Isang napakahirap na assignment.
Sabi nga, shocks, ko ba ito nabasa? Di ko sure kung sa Big Think na article or Psychology Today. Something like, baka sa Big Think. Pero one question you can ask another person to gauge their intelligence is, ano ang most recent belief mo na napalitan? Kasi ang ibig sabihin, may abilidad yung tao na yon na i-assess at reassess yung mental models niya, yung stories in their head. That's metacognition.
Yeah.
It's not a simple feat.
Ah, yes. Sorry, ano yung question na dapat itanong? Inanote ko lang.
Ano yung...
May tatanungin ako. Charot! May itatest ako yung katalinuhan.
Charing. Shoutout ba natin?
O yung mga nasa dating apps dyan, kung gusto nyong malaman kung matalino.
True.
Itong kausap nyo sa Bumble or sa Tinder. Or sa...
Again, the question is, ano yung pinaka-recent or pwede rin namang biggest belief mo na napalitan na?
Eh.
Sige, pag-usapan din natin yung sa atin mamaya.
Okay.
No?
Ah, yes! Ah, shit! Ano kung malalaman nilang... Ah! Hindi ako katalino. Joke lang. Yes.
It's your imposter syndrome waving its hand.
Okay. I'm glad that you mentioned metacognition. It's also one of my favorite episodes, yung na self-aware tayo.
Mm-mm. Yes.
And to be self-aware is to distinguish your thoughts from yourself.
Yes.
You are not your thoughts.
Ano yung episode na yun? Stories we tell ourselves?
Stories we tell ourselves.
Okay.
Mm-mm-mm. I loved learning na, oo nga, I am very aware of my thought processes, ganyan-ganyan.
Mm.
And I don't have to be controlled by my thoughts. And there are things that I can do. I can catch myself if I'm doubting myself or if I'm taking things too personally or if I'm taking, if I'm making a generalization, ganyan. I can catch that.
Mm-mm. And question that.
Question that.
Challenge that.
I don't have to believe it right away.
Mm-mm. Hindi natin i-dismiss or i-minimize yung thoughts and feelings natin.
Mm-mm-mm.
Ha? Pero maglalaan tayo ng ample space to deliberate. Since 100th episode natin, can I share for the 100th time yung isa sa favorite quotes na yun?
Si, ano? Sino? Sir Victor Frankl?
Yes!
Okay.
OMG, eto, ang sabi niya,
siguro, ano, mga pang 7th time na natin siyang pabanggitin din.
Feeling ko hindi lang.
Mga 74th.
mga ganon. So, sabi ni Dr. Viktor Frankl, between stimulus and response, there is a space.
Mm-hmm.
In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom.
Mm-hmm. Pak.
Pak. Sabi niya yun na, pak.
Pause before you respond.
Yes.
Okay. Love it. Alam mo ba, I gave this, you gave a talk about cognitive distortions and metacognition and all
sa
that to our org.
College
sa
org.
And then, I borrowed that talk and shared it to my teammates sa work.
Office mates.
They loved it so much.
Yay!
Parang na mind blown sila. Yan, sabi ko, hindi kasi yung nakikinig na it's an adult thing. Charot!
Buti ang listeners natin, nakikinig na it's an adult
charot
thing.
Then, so, nakikinig na sila ngayon.
Okay,
shout out to Tin, and Rolls, and Patty, and Dawn. So, they want me to share it again, pero to a larger group. Sa creatives team. So, I'm asking your permission, Carla, to share it.
Walang copyright. Walang original dun sa shinare kong
but
yun.
But yun nga, sabi ko na sa'yo, it's the flow of how you talked about it
sure
that made it so clear. Like,
share it. No need for watermark or anything.
Yun. So, isa talaga yun sa mga favorite episodes ko. Cognitive distortions blow in my mind the stories we tell ourselves.
Alright.
Yun. Okay, ang dami na nating sat-sat.
So, kasi podcast tayo Talk show to
So, na-share na natin yung favorite lesson natin from It's an Adult Thing. We've also crowdsourced from our fellow adults. So, ito na, ang mga favorite lessons ng ating mga fellow adults. Sige, basahin natin. Favorite lesson.
Mm.
Trending favorite lesson daw ang growth mindset.
Woot!
This is also my favorite.
Me too.
Hindi ko lang binanggit, pero favorite ko rin yun.
Confident kang may magbabanggit na iba, no?
Yan, ito. Sabi ni John Edward Misalang, growth mindset daw yung favorite niya. Grabe, often niya siya nababanggit sa mga episodes. So ako na instill na sa utak ko and na-adopt ko na siya.
Very good.
Yan. Tapos sabi naman ni Miner Asir, lagi niyong sinasabi, growth mindset. Yun din yung sagot ni Jean Mangyao at saka ni Clydel.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi niya, I learned that when you don't know something, you can always learn it. Double the work.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Ito rin, yun din yung sagot ni Golda Chico _ Sabi niya, growth mindset, heart emoji, and resting is also productive. Two favorites.
Oh, speaking of resting, marami ring natutong mag-self-care.
Yes, love it.
Ito, sabi ni Magel,
M-A-G-E-L,
don't give too much when your cup is empty or not even full.
Yes.
Ito rin, sabi ni Myrams.
Na nagpadala ng kanyang notes.
Notes, digital journal.
Uh-huh.
Di na namin mababasa lahat, no? Kasi pang isang buong episode. Parang recap ng buong season. Eh. So,
aww, sweet naman ito.
Super.
Nagda-notes talaga siya.
Yan, sabi niya.
Sabi niya, rest, physical, passive, vegging out. Anong sino nun?
Ikaw yata nag-share nun eh.
Vegging out yung nakahiga lang sa kama. Yan ba yun?
Yata.
Okay.
O basta ninanote niya yung mga keywords.
Words na ano niya. Okay. Mm-hmm. Active. May active rest. Yun yung walking on a comfortable pace. Mm-hmm. Ganyan. Meron ding mental rest.
Sensory. Creative.
Yes. Emotional, social, and spiritual rest. Yun yung prayer, meditation, quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. May notes talaga.
Galing to sa self-care ba? Ay, hindi. Rest episode.
Rest episode. How to rest.
Yes.
Ano pa?
Ito, sabi ni Pawi, Pauline Gilo, setting healthy boundaries. I learned that building boundaries doesn't necessarily mean na I don't care about others, but I'm just protecting myself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sabi ni I Am Castillo JM, kung ano ang favorite lesson niya.
Mm.
Marami. Kasi mom's note din yung pinadala niya. Kakatawa.
Nag-cute sila.
Yes, sabi niya marami. Halos majority ng knowledge ko ngayon about adulting ay dahil sa inyo.
Hanap ka rin na ibang sources, JM,
oo,
ha? Kailangan nagka-counter-check tayo.
Ayaw namin maipahama ka. Pero ang pinaka-favorite daw niya, yung 3 factors of self-love, yung self-awareness, self-acceptance, self-care. Tapos, galing daw yun sa Loving Yourself episode. Sabi niya, itong episode na to ang madalas kong binabalik-balikan kapag pakiramdam ko, kailangan ko ng reminder. Good thing daw, isang click lang ng play button, andyan na agad kayo. So, thank you daw. Tsaka sana marami pang episodes ang ma-share natin sa Adulting Tribe. Love you.
Love you, fellow adults. Hoy.
Ito, sabi ni Marizol. Daming
ilang. Anong daw?
Hi, Mom si Carla and Mom si Nika.
Hello.
I'm an avid listener sa podcast. Recent learning ko is yung RAIN technique. Yung R-A-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
Recognize, allow, investigate.
Investigate?
Naputol kasi. Investigate, nurture. This is a powerful practice when dealing with difficult emotions and feeling overwhelmed. Parang last episode nga lang yun. Very fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Thank you, Marizol. And thank you very much, fellow adults. Mamaya mag-share pa tayo, Carla, ng more favorite lessons ng mga fellow adults natin. Tayo naman, may next question tayo para sa isa't isa.
Oh, sige, ma'am.
Sige. Ano ang biggest challenge or struggle or dagok na hinarap natin sa It's an Adult Thing? And dagdag na rin natin kung paano natin yun nalagpasan.
So far, yung mga nabanggit kong low light kanina sa umpisa,
yeah.
ang laking factor kasi kapag may ganun akong pinagdadaanan, yung mental space ko, nako-compromise.
Same. Mm.
So, pag compromised yung mental space ko, nahihirapan ako mag-produce ng episode.
Mm-mm. Same naman.
Oo. Kasi,
parang lahat naman tayo.
Diba? Okay. Normal naman.
Oo. Mm.
Kasi creative work siya eh. Mm. And we really put so much thought and effort sa bawat episode
malaki
natin.
Malaki siyang thinking power.
Yes.
Na kinakain and energy na kinakain.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So, yon ang nagiging struggle ko. So, ang solusyon, take a break. Kaya fellow adults, kung may bigla kaming mahabang break, alam nyo na.
May pinagdadaanan ng mga lola nyo.
Sobrang thankful ako na yung nature ng podcasting. Mm-hmm. On demand na siya, diba? So, once ma-produce natin, naka-upload na.
Mm-hmm.
Nung unang panahon, ang course talaga namin ni Mika Broadcasting.
Communication.
Mm-hmm. Oo, broadcast communication. Live media yon.
So, kahit may matindi kang pinagdadaanan, eh, kailangan mo umere araw-araw.
Mm-mm.
Pumunta ka.
Oo.
Kahit na...
Walang break time
oo,
doon.
Oo, kahit na down ka na or pagod na pagod ka.
Mm-mm. Pwede ka namang mag-leave. Pero usually sa media, no work, no pay, diba?
Yes.
Ayun. So, I'm super happy na nahahayaan akong mag-take ng break. And also, ang laking tulong kapag I'm able to ask for help.
Yes.
Of course, sino pa ba? Mom Shanika. Diba? So, asking for help from someone you trust. Trust meaning gets ka, gets yung pinagdadaanan mo. Hindi i-judge yung pinagdadaanan mo or capacity mo to be resilient. Reliable, of course, and has your best interest at heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm super thankful I have a very reliable podcast partner.
Yay!
Yun. Yun ang mga naging struggle ko.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun. Kaya malaking tulong din kapag may nangungumusta na, kumusta na po, kailan yung next release?
Oo.
Kasi nakamotivate siya.
Oo. Kasi we feel like it's a responsibility.
Mm-mm.
It is a responsibility. Which I will segue to my answer.
Oo.
Ayun nga, since I view it as a responsibility bilang podcaster, I wouldn't call it a struggle, pero it's hard thing to do or parang big responsibility is yung pag fact check ng mga sinasabi natin and making sure na meron tayong bagong information na mabibigay sa kanila and we're not just reciting mga sermon, alam mo yun. So kailangan mag-check talaga tayo ng videos or books.
Mm-mm.
Na para may malaman yung utak natin.
Saka ipoprocess natin sila para may sarili tayong insight.
Yes. So, sa sarili nating lens, sa sarili nating experience. Ganyan. Kasi, if we put out wrong information or we say something bad, pwedeng may mapahamak sa sinasabi natin, ha?
Totoo. Because, totoo.
Yun nga, they're listening to us for advice, for help, diba? So, yun, I think yung pag-fact-check, paghanap ng mga credible sources of information, new information na helpful.
Kaya kung napapansin nyo, fellow adults, hindi kami fans ng opinions. May nabasa ako, shocks, hindi ko sinim.
Pero meron tayong episode na unpopular opinion. Charot!
Totoo naman.
Kaya lagi kang may sinasite na kung sino mang expert.
Yes.
Psychologist.
Para sila yung sisihin nyo.
Hindi ako nagsabi niyan. Si James Clear nagsabi niyan.
Hindi, may nabasa ako. Hindi, nakakainis, hindi ko na save. Pero anyway, something to the effect na opinions daw ang lowest form of thinking.
Ay!
Kasi wala siyang accountability eh. You don't even have to prove it.
It's my opinion.
Respect my opinion. Like, yeah, opinions are interesting, but as media practitioners and content creators, we have to offer something more responsible than that and useful and fact-checked.
Ito, may nahanap ako. I'm not sure kung siya talaga yung nagsabi kasi parang may iba-iba silang sinasabi who said that line na yung opinion is the lowest form of human knowledge.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
because it requires no accountability, no understanding.
Mm-mm.
You don't even have to get the whole context.
Yes, pwede kang magbigay ng opinion agad-agad.
Exactly. You watched a video online of someone fighting.
Mm-mm.
Pwede ka nang mag-form ng opinion na, ah, hindi, masama ugali nung isa.
Oh,
yung isa naman, nagpapatalo. Yung mga ganun, di ba?
Oh, weak.
Mm-mm, di ba? But you don't even know what happened. Ano ba talaga? So, yon. I think the one who said it was George Eliot. I don't know who he is. And then meron din isa na kinecredit si Bill Bullard. Someone I also don't know. Pero maraming nagsabi nun. Yun na. Opinion is the lowest form of human knowledge.
Okay. Tulungan niyo lang kami mag-fact check, guys. Dami natin sa adulting tribe, di ba?
Just to add to that. Just to add to that. Just to add to that.
Mm.
Sabi ni George Eliot, the highest form of knowledge is empathy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it requires us to suspend our egos and live in another person's world. Oh, nga.
Interesting. That's an interesting opinion, George Eliot. Mindfuck. Meta. His opinion on opinions is still an opinion.
Because it requires though larger than the self kind of thing.
True, true. Okay.
Yun.
Meron ka pa bang ibang struggle?
Marami pa.
Sa podcasting.
Sa podcasting. Struggle ba siya? Pero parang responsibility siya eh.
It's a given, no?
Oo, parang ganun.
Happy ako na ang background kasi talaga natin is broadcasting. Tapos, required sa atin ang journalism. So, feeling ko na-instill talaga sa atin yung values ng truth and credibility. Bago pa tayo mag-podcast.
Yeah. Ayun, okay. May isip ako ang sagot na struggle. Struggle for me kapag meron tayong sasabihin or meron tayong topic or episode na feeling natin ay unpopular. For example, when we did the election series.
Voters Ed.
Voters Education Series.
Mm-mm.
Kasi
maraming ayaw magpa-educate.
Yes. Yun. So very nakaka-struggle siya. Kasi
nakakaba, no?
Nakakaba. Kasi you can lose listeners.
I think we did.
Yeah. Okay lang, I guess.
And feeling ko naman mas marami tayong nag-gain.
Yes, oo. When we have episodes about the LGBTQIA community. Risk yun, ha?
Oo, true. Actually, napaproud ako.
Oo naman, nakaka-proud naman.
Mm-mm.
Struggle siya.
Mm-mm.
It's a challenge. Pero I super love our Voters Education series.
Me too. Nung last year yun, di ba? As in, as of last year, for me, yun yung pinaka-proud kong work sa It's an Adult Thing.
Same.
Yung series na yun.
Pinaka-matapang din.
Oo. Tapos, alam naman namin ni Nika na may mga matitrigger. Kasi nga, napaka-emotionally laden nung election na yun.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, before that, flat 5 stars ang ratings natin. As expected, natabasan siya. So, 4.9 na lang. Pero I'm proud of that tabas. Kasi I feel brave na alam kong isusugal ko yung external validation to tell our truth. And ang naging effect pa sa akin noon, parang atabas na yung flat 5 stars namin, ha. We got nothing to lose. Mas maglalabas kami ng matatapang na content. Natabasan kami ng stars. We didn't die. Pero guys, kung pwede nyo pang bigyan ng 5 stars, I mean, makakatulong na.
Yun, I think struggle yun. Yung alam natin na maraming maiinis or di mag-a-agree. Yun. It was a struggle, but proud of it.
Yes. Meron bang nakaka-proud na bagay na hindi galing sa struggle?
Nothing substantial, I guess.
Okay. Just saying.
Mm.
Sige, crowdsource ulit tayo from our fellow adults kung anong favorite lessons nila.
Okay.
From It's an Adult Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Iti. About self-limiting beliefs, Mom.
Opposite ng growth mindset.
True. Sabi ni Blessy May, from self-limiting beliefs episode, we have many selves. Sabi rin ni Treserus, fave episode ko yung self-limiting beliefs. Sobrang liberating, astig ng konsepto ng alter ego.
Mapakinggan nga ulit.
Sige.
To refresh my brain.
Sabi ni Hidalgo Steph, the no self concept and the entire self-limiting beliefs episode. Thank you.
Hi, Steph. Taga ito, triple shot. Producer siya namin before. Hi, Steph.
Hello. Di kami nag-abot siguro.
Baka. Ito naman, isang theme, isa sa mga favorite lessons ng fellow adults is about essentialism. Sabi ni Taco S1997, for every yes that you give to something is an automatic no to a lot of other things.
Yes.
Yun yung line na naaalala niya from the essentialism episode. Anong title ng essentialism episode natin?
Ano? Essentialism.
Ah, talaga? Hindi natin nilagyan ng...
Subtitle. Ano yata? What matters that, most?
What matters most. Yeah, nakikita. Ito naman, sabi ni Tomodachi Lulu.
Ang cute.
Tomodachi Lulu, sabi niya, the practice of essentialism. May date pa, March 8, 2021.
Fairness!
To know our priorities and non-negotiables in life.
Yes.
Heart.
Itong mga next, hindi na siya essentialism.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi ni Carmel Kabalter.
Carmel Kabalter.
Yeah.
Okay.
CRMLCBLTR.
Okay. Kilala mo na kung sino ka.
Alam mo na yan. Handling grief and micro-stresses. Dalawang magkaibang episode yun, ah.
Oo, magkaibang episode yun. Ang ganda nga nung handling grief episode natin.
I think in yung first episode natin with Podcast Network Asia.
Sina Doc Mara Yusinko. Si Doc Mara Yusinko ang naging guest natin.
Yes. Sabi ni Jovel Lovin, na OG listener natin.
Yes.
Pandemic times, rurok pa ng pandemic. Nakikinig na to. Sabi niya, he who has a why to live can bear almost anyhow.
Yes.
Sabi niya, 2021 nyo pa ata tong episode. Feeling ko 2020 nga to eh.
No? Itong line na to is from a Holocaust survivor.
Si Victor Frankl
din. Ito si Victor Frankl.
Daming alam.
Oo.
Pero in all fairness, mas nauna pa si Friedrich Nietzsche.
Na magsabi nito.
Oo.
Ah, okay.
Ito sabi naman ni underscore Riza. From Essential Adulting Skills, dead air is better than saying something stupid.
Very podcast relatable.
Yes.
Very applicable to the podcast.
At least sa podcast, pwedeng i-edit yung dead air, di ba? Pag face-to-face mga... interaction na, doon tayo maraming nasasabing,
I shouldn't have said
cringe.
That. I should have paused before I responded.
Yeah.
What would Viktor Frankl do? Charot!
He would pause.
Yes. Daming lessons ng fellow adults natin.
Yes, I'm loving it!
For us naman, ang third question natin, ano yung belief na pinanghawakan natin ng early days ng It's an Adult Thing na nag-iba na o nag-evolve na by now? Ang hirap. Yun nga yung pinakamahirap na tanong. Hindi ko
nasagot. Kasi inulit natin, di ba?
So, ano yung belief na pinanghawakan mo nung early days ng It's an Adult Thing na nag-iba na or nag-evolve na by now?
Ang upgraded kong belief ay heal first before getting into relationships.
Okay.
Dapat healed ka na.
Okay, okay.
Before getting into relationships. And love yourself first fully before loving someone else.
Okay.
Na-realize ko na faulty pala siya.
Okay.
Kasi lifelong process pala ang healing and loving ourselves.
Hindi siya natatapos.
Oo. Or ma-feel man natin narurok, parang kailan pa? Pag 85 na tayo? Tapos doon lang tayo mag-i-install ng Tinder?
Iyo, paano nga ito? Na ako. Healed na ako.
So, hindi pala kailangan na fully healed ka na or fully love mo na yung sarili mo. It's an ongoing process.
Yeah.
Never-ending process.
Yeah.
Na na-reiterate din ng ilan sa guests natin, like si Pauline Tatting, yung parenting. Tapos, napakinggan ko rin sa talks ng isa sa madalas kong banggitin sa podcast, si Esther Perel, na we can heal and grow and learn to love ourselves more within relationships. Pero, ito yung upgrade ko. Merong caveats lang. Merong caution. So, ito yung tatlong conditions.
Okay.
So far, ito yung naiisip ko, ha? Tatlong conditions. So, okay, hindi pa tayo fully healed. Hindi pa natin fully love ang bawat inch at pixel ng pagkatao natin.
Okay.
Pero, kung papasok tayo sa intimate relationship, importante, una, aware tayo na we have to work on something.
Okay.
Awareness. Second, we are proactively taking steps towards our healing. Pati may mga regular rituals and practices na tayo for self-love.
Mm-hmm.
So may ginagawa tayo. Hindi lang siya awareness, may ginagawa tayo. Mm-hmm. And equally important, dapat safe, healthy, and loving relationship yung papasukin natin. Para conducive siya sa healing and loving ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi if not, baka hindi pa gumagaling yung sugat mo. Makukot-kot lang ng makukot-kot. So,
lalalim lalo.
Exactly.
Ma-infection.
The wound would just get deeper, worse.
It will fester.
Yes. Kunyari, alam ko yung fester. Yes!
Nagnanaknak!
Yeah. Yan. So, those three conditions na aware ka na there's something you have to work on, you're doing something about it, sana nasa right direction, not away from it.
Uh-huh. And you're then, doing something pero lalo ka nalulugmok pala.
Binabaon. Okay. Ayun. Tsaka, nasa safe and secure and loving, healthy relationship.
So there's space for healing.
For the both of you.
Yes.
Because who's not wounded?
Mm-hmm.
Yan ang upgrade ko. So sa mga listeners na...
Nasa first few episodes pa lang.
Oo, na yun pa yung paniniwala ni Carla, ni Mamshi Carla.
Uh-huh. Sana, take it with a grain of salt.
Sana umabot kayo agad dito. Sa episode na to, i-binge para sa upgrade. Ikaw, Mamshi Nika.
Siguro something I unlearned would be how I talk to myself.
From episode one compared to now.
Oo. Like literally episode one. Kasi you remember nung nagkakagulo nga tayo na Azel, hindi natin ma-set up, na-delete ko yung recording, ganong level. Tapos how I talk to myself was, ay tanga, ay ganyan, ay, sorry guys, ganyan.
Mm-mm.
It was like really negative self-talk.
Mm-mm.
Even hindi lang self-talk kasi narinig nyo out loud.
Yun.
I think yun yung isang unlearning ko now.
Mm-hmm.
And tinutulungan ko na rin other people na makatch yun.
Mm-hmm.
Like kapag may office mate ako nang sabi na, ay bobo. Self-love, hindi ka bobo, nagkamali ka lang.
True.
Yun. So I think isa yun sa mga biggest unlearnings ko, how to talk to myself. Kasi our thoughts affect our mood and they turn into actions.
Mm-hmm.
So yun, I think yun yung biggest unlearning ko.
Na consistent kasi konektado yan dun sa metacognition na favorite mo rin.
Yes, oo. Have you heard me say negative things about myself lately? Aside from saying na mahirap ako sa previous episode. Kasi fact naman yun.
Are you mahirap? You're not.
Okay. I'm a struggling artist. meron ba? Meron bang negative self-talk?
Wala pa akong maalala. Actually.
Yun. I think isa yun sa mga biggest upgrades ko and unlearning. Na sobrang powerful ng thoughts natin. Kaya dapat marunong akong i-control siya. Or mag-step back from it and look at it and check if it's right.
Because if we don't manage our thoughts, it will manage us.
Correct.
Siya yung magkocontrol sa atin. Yes.
Yun. How I talk to myself. Yun yung biggest upgrade and unlearning.
Pero since belief,
Belief?
So, self-belief ba? I mean...
Kailangan ba belief?
Hindi naman.
Okay.
Hindi, pero isundot ko lang. Kasi kung iba na yung pagkausap mo sa sarili mo, it might mean iba na rin yung belief mo sa sarili mo. Iba na rin yung self-concept mo. Has it changed?
I think so.
How you see yourself now versus 3.5 years ago?
Yes. Ngayon naniniwala ako na I can do anything. Basta, I mean, I can learn to do anything. Basta if I put time and effort to it. Pwedeng mabagal ko siya matutunan, pero I can do it. I
growth will be mindset! Able to do
it. Kasi nga, diba, dati nga, fixed mindset ako. Kailangan magaling na ako sa umpisa.
Oo.
Champion na agad siya.
Champion yarn. Walang training.
Yan. Yan.
Okay. Get it.
Okay. Okay. Batch of crowdsourced answers from our fellow adults.
All right.
Batch 3. All right.
Mga favorite lessons.
Yes.
From It's an Adult Thing.
Okay. Si Arlinsky_Inc.
Mm-hmm.
Ang kanyang favorite lesson ay that ourselves are our own adults and there is someone out there who is like us.
Parang yung kanina mong sinabi, di ba?
Pare-pare pala tayo answers, fellow adults.
Kasi nga, di tayo unique.
Correct.
Which is good.
Correct. Ano pa, Carla?
Ito naman, sabi ni Che Villacorta.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their own timeline and I can still pursue my dreams at any age.
Yes, I love this. Thank you for reminding us about this, Che.
Yes.
Walang...
Himala.
Walang specific time. Kailangan pag 25 na ako, meron akong bahay, lupa. Nanalala ka ng Nobel Peace Prize, mga ganyan. Mm-hmm. Kanya-kanya tayo ng starting point.
Ano, mali lang si Malala Yousafzai.
Kaya... Paandar siya masyado.
Paandar lang yun. Uh-oh. Hindi yun ang norm.
Pero she had to go through a lot of struggles.
True naman yan. Okay na ako sa walang Nobel Peace Prize. I don't have to go through her struggles.
Yeah.
I'm good. Go girl.
Go girl.
Happy for you.
Go Malala. Yeah. Ito naman. This one is the favorite lesson of Girl from a Farm.
Si Ma'am, si Cindy to,
Cindy,
no?
Cindy, yes. Magaling mag-bake, guys. Yeah. Bili kayo ng bread sa kanya. Wow, nai-plug! Ayan, ito. Ang favorite lesson daw niya ay, hindi ang intention natin ang nakakasakit, but our lack of deliberation.
Yes.
Hindi mo deliberate, so sinabi mo na, or nag-act ka na.
Mm-mm. Hindi ko naman intention saktan ka. Yeah.
Pero nasaktan mo na ako.
Yeah. Ito, Ma'am, in all fairness, ha, ito ang pinaka-profound and life-changing.
Sorry, nabasa ko yung sagot niya.
Sabi ni Gab Silang, yung sa rice na kapag nilagyan ng vinegar, hindi mapapanis. Pinagkalat ko na rin po.
I love it. Alam mo, isa to sa mga adulting hacks na parati kong ginagawa. Like almost every day. Kasi araw-araw tayo kumakain ng kanin. I think this is the most life-changing one.
Yes.
I think this is the essence of our podcast.
Yes. And thank you, Gab, for helping us spread this gospel.
Yes. Viktor Frankl, move. James
move
Clear,
over.
Move over. Bigas, lagyan mo ng suka.
Yes.
Para hindi mapanis.
Key to happiness.
Yes. At dyan na po nagtatapos ang ating... Let's end it on a high note.
Yes.
The suka sa kanin.
Pang finale.
Oh, suka sa bigas. Para hindi mapanis.
Wait lang, may fourth question pa tayo, Mom.
Okay. Ang dami naman tanong. Hirap na ako mag-introspect. At mag-reflect sa life ko in the past 3 years.
Four years.
Mali pa yung math ko. sige. Ano yung last question.
How has It's an Adult Thing changed you?
Siguro, ultimately, yung pinaka na-apply ko talaga is yung the practice of gratitude. Yeah, kasi sobrang nega ko talagang tao.
Talaga ba?
Oo, ma'am. Masayahin ako.
Yes, masayahin ka.
Masaya ako, pero...
Worrier ka.
Oo. Ano ako, nega, ganon. In my head. Tapos... Nag-overcompensate ako by being
paandar.
Funny, paandar, ganyan-ganyan. Pero, in fact, I'm punishing myself. Mm. I'm really hard on myself. Mm. Ganyan. So yung practice of gratitude helped me realize na girl, ang daming nangyayaring maganda sa'yo. Mm-mm. Maliit, malaki. Merong magandang nangyayari. You just have to look for it. And yun nga, again, practice.
Yes.
Kasi hindi siya automatic. Mm-mm. Na okay, grateful ako, ganyan. Hahanapin mo talaga siya. Maglo-look back ka. Magre-reflect ka talaga. Tatahimik ka. Para maisip mo, ano ba yung pinapapasalamat ko today?
And it's a muscle.
And it's a, yan nga, it's a muscle.
The more you flex it, mas nagiging stronger and automatic siya.
Yes.
Mm. Talaga, through our show yon.
Oo.
Oh.
Dahil sa highlights and lowlights.
Okay. Gets.
Kasi napupwersa akong, nag-iisip na naman ako ng highlight ko eh, hindi naman ako masaya. Ganyan. Okay. Pero in fact, oh my God, ang dami palang magandang nangyari sa akin this week.
Mm-mm.
So, mm-hmm. dapat pala, happy ako. Ganyan.
Mm. Okay. Ang galing kasi, in my mind naman, sa'yo ko nakuha yun.
Alin?
Yung gratitude practice.
Ah.
So, yes, through our show din.
Mm-mm.
Pero, hindi ko naisip na yung show yung nagbigay sa'yo. Kasi,
siya yung nagpwersa sa akin na practicein.
Ah, okay. Yes. Okay. Gets. Kasi ikaw yung madalas na mag-share about gratefulness and gratitude. So, nahahawa ko.
Okay. Kasi kung hindi naman tayo mag-highlight lowlight every week, like, I wouldn't have started the practice of looking back and thinking na may mga magaganda palang nangyayari.
Okay.
Yeah, practice of gratitude. Ikaw, Carla, how? Has It's an Adult Thing changed you?
I feel like, sana accurate yung perception ko sa reality.
Mm.
I feel like nagkakaroon ako ng social accountability.
Ay, may sabihin na.
Kasi, di ba mahirap sa utak yung cognitive dissonance?
Yung meron kang two beliefs.
Opposing beliefs.
Opposing beliefs.
Oo, or opposing stories na pinanghahawakan sa utak mo.
Mm-mm.
So, one has got to give. So, kapag may pinipreach ako sa podcast na after a while, nava-violate ko, it's so discomforting.
Okay. Sample.
Sample. Isa sa naalala ko na para kung sinampal ng gravitational force.
Okay.
'Di ba sinasabi natin na we don't have the right to assume kung ano ang sexuality ng isang tao.
Okay.
And claim that.
Okay.
Last year, meron kaming pinag-usapan na person and I was telling my other friend na I'm so sure he's gay.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Paglabas nun sa bibig ko, para ko
Carla.
Oh my God.
Hindi ka nag-boss at nag-deliberate.
And even if instinctively, I had that gut feel, I didn't have to say it out loud. I haven't even met the person. Tinignan ko lang yung social media niya.
Ah, okay. Yes.
Ang unang pumasok sa utak ko was not even, that's not fair. Ang pumasok sa utak ko, kabaliktaran niya ng sinabi mo sa podcast. So, nakakahiya. Kasi, kung tao kang may integrity, supposedly, yung sinasabi mo, yun din yung ginagawa mo.
Mm-hmm.
May consistency.
Mm-mm.
Yun. So, I am forced to live by what I say.
Gets.
Another option is, kung hindi ko pa kayang maging consistent doon sa principle na yon, then I will have to be brutally honest with our listeners.
Yes.
Kung ano ako sa everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi ang pangit sa pakiramdam na iba yung pinaproject mo sa actual na how you live your life day by day. Yun. So, I think binibigyan ako ng It's an Adult Thing at ng adulting tribe natin ng social responsibility, social accountability.
Okay, gets ka na.
Kasi ang pangit sa pakiramdam na alam kong iba yung sinasabi ko, pinipreach ko versus
sa actions
practice.
Mo.
Yeah. It feels so hypocritical.
Mm-mm-mm. reminds me very much of our recent episode, yung hidden homophobia. Na kasi marami tayong internalized homophobia.
Totoo.
As
totoo.
People. Tas LGBTQIA tayo. So, isa siyang wake up call. And mahirap siyang aminin na, oh my God, sinabi ko yun.
Mm-mm.
Ginawa ko yun.
And the fact na sinasabi natin siya out loud, tas pag ini-edit natin, paulit-ulit natin naririnig yung sarili natin.
Cringe.
Kasi kung hindi ka naman podcaster or walang record yung mga pinagsasabi mo, hindi ka naman necessarily mag-moral inventory eh.
Mm-hmm.
Moral audit sa sarili mo.
Yes, yes, yes.
Eh, since this is what we do, we are forced, hopefully, podcasters and media practitioners are forced to do some moral checking. Ayun. Fellow adults, we're not claiming na we're so morally right, ha?
Mm-mm.
We're just saying na you guys,
this podcast,
podcast, and you guys now being part of our lives,
mm-mm,
you force us to check on ourselves.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Yeah. So thank you sa Adulting Tribe.
Mm-mm.
And also, I think, ito hindi change, mamshte, pero upgrade, I think, as a duo, sobrang na-strengthen yung muscle natin na yung I got you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Parang even before podcasting naman, since what, 2010-ish, close friends na kami ni Nika.
Mm-mm.
Pero after more than 3 years of producing something so meaningful and valuable together, yung I got you muscle natin.
Yeah.
It's somatic na.
Yeah.
It's somatic. Even outside of podcasting.
Yeah.
Parang nung nagparinyo tayo ng passport together. Diba? Parang matik na. Na okay. So hindi ka magpiprint. Ako magdadrive.
Yeah.
Walang keeping tabs.
Mm-hmm.
And ang given lang.
Okay.
Na we got each other.
Mm.
Yun. And natural. Ang sarap.
Uh-oh.
Ang sarap lang niya. Ang sarap lang sa pakiramdam na I swear, like, may...
Don't cry, because I'm gonna cry.
It's okay to cry.
I'm gonna look at you.
No, like, may significant other ako or wala.
Mm.
I don't feel alone. Kasi I have my friends, specifically you.
Mm-hmm.
So, thanks for that.
Aww, you're welcome. Yan.
Alam ko naman na with or without the podcast, magpro-progress yung friendship natin into something more solid.
Mm-mm.
But it's an adult thing. Accelerated it.
Yeah. Kasi ito, advice natin to sa isa nating episode, parang building friendships or creating friendships as adults.
Maintaining friendships
as adults. Isang advice natin was to do something together.
Mm-mm. Build something together. Yes.
Pwedeng puzzle man yan. Podcast man yan.
Mm-mm.
You have to do something together. You need a project together. And yun nga, naging practice siya. Mayroon tayong accountability to each other.
Yes.
Ganyan.
At saka, yun ko, Nika, parang feeling ko rin yung sensitivity natin sa needs ng isa't isa. Ang sophisticated na. Like, may mga episodes na ako dapat ang magpo-produce or vice versa na pag naramdaman natin na mukhang may pinagdadaanan si Momshi ko.
Ako na lang mag-edit ko.
Yun.
Gets.
I think it takes some level of sophistication sa friendship para matik na nating maramdaman yung needs ng isa't isa and wholeheartedly ma-offer yung help hindi pa man hinihingi. So, thanks for that.
Oh, you're
thanks
welcome. For that. Thank you also.
Of course.
For doing the same.
Eto, Mamsh, can I share one last crowdsource entry?
Sige.
Sa how has the show changed you naman?
Mm.
Sabi ni John Edward, you made me love myself more and accept me for who I am.
Pareho kami, kamukha ko yung emoji na nalagay niya.
Crying emoji.
Aww. I'm so happy to hear that, John Edward, that you love yourself and you accept yourself. Hug.
Grabe, Momsh, parang start ng podcasting, nisip natin if people would
really
like us. Pero hindi ko na foresee na ang magiging palang pinaka-rewarding na feedback is you helped me love myself more.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
I love it. We love you, John Edward and fellow adults.
Ayan, ako. Masyado niyo naman kaming minotivate. Magkakaroon pa tuloy ng 100 more episodes.
I know, right?
Yan. Aww. Thank you, thank you. Ang dami pong learnings ng fellow adults natin. Mm-hmm. Sa mga nakikinig ngayon, please feel free to share your learnings from It's an Adult Thing by sharing this episode on your social media with your learnings in the caption. Ganyan. Tag nyo kami yung It's an Adult Thing para mabasa namin yung entry nyo and hopefully ma-reshare namin sa mismong IG stories or page ng It's an Adult Thing.
And also guys, if you haven't followed us or subscribe to our show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts, please, please click that bell icon or subscribe button para ma-notify ka agad kayo kung meron kaming new episode release. And also kasi, the more followers we have, the more magiging visible sa potential listeners yung show natin. So that will immensely help in growing our adulting tribe.
Yes. And as usual, hindi kami basta-basta magbababay lang. We will leave you with our bonus segment, the Reco Round. Dito tayo nagsishare ng mga tried and tested life hacks para makatulong sa adulting journey ng isa't isa.
Sige, share tayo. Tapos since special episode naman, pasukan din natin ng crowdsourced Reco from a fellow adult.
Yes.
Una ka na.
Ang adulting Reco ko ay i-sort nyo ito mga laundry tips.
Okay, laundry.
Na nakita ko online and ina-apply ng nanay ko dati.
Okay.
Yan.
Di mo na nanay ngayon?
Nanay ko, ginagawa niya dati.
Ah, okay.
Gulo nung pagkakasabi ko. Yan. Adulting Reco is to sort your laundry para hindi madaling madamage yung mga damit ninyo. So, separate the light clothes from the dark clothes. Yun lang yung alam ko.
Okay.
But apparently, you also have to separate your heavy clothes from your delicate clothes. So, separate your jeans from like your light sweaters or yung
chiffon,
mga
chiffon.
Knitted. Chiffon, parang cake. Pero,
galing sa ilong.
Oh
charot.
My God. So, yun. So, separate the clothes according to their delicacy. Delicacy! Kung heavy or delicate.
Pastillas!
Pili nuts! Yan. And then, ano rin, to take care of the clothes para hindi, kaya natin to, napaka-agandang ending nito ng 100th episode natin.
Delicacy ang puta.
Delicacy of your clothes. Okay. Isa pa, bago mo laban, zip up all the zippers and button all the buttons kasi pwede siyang makasabit ng ibang damit and then yung mga buttons pwedeng matanggal or ano basta sasabit-sabit siya sa ibang bagay lalo na kung washing machine.
Oh.
Diba? Palaro, pakialam yung washing machine kung may umiikot-ikot na zipper dun sa loob niya eh. So, better to zip it up and lock it so hindi masisira yung mga clothes in the area.
Okay. Ayos, ayos.
Ikaw, Carla, ano naman ang recommendation mo?
Recommendation ko ay, eto, ang reco ko, so recently, natutunan ko yung about glimmer. Glimmer, kabaligtaran ng trigger. Yan. So, explain natin. Sabi sa trustedjourneys.com, triggers are cues around us that signal a potential threat.
Danger.
Diba? Nati-trigger tayo. Their opposite, glimmers, are cues that signal safety. Tas borrow ko na rin tong explanation ni Deb Dana. Isa siyang licensed clinical social worker who specializes in complex trauma.
Okay.
So, ang glimmers daw refer to small moments when our biology is in a place of connection or regulation, which cues our nervous system to feel safe or calm. So, it's one thing to know our triggers so we can handle them. And it's another to know our glimmers para we can summon them up or, yes, when we need it. So, for example, ako, alam ko at sinasabi ko sa mga taong close sa akin na ang trigger ko talaga, isa sa triggers ko ay sigaw. Yung sigaw na galit.
Okay.
Pag sigaw na woot woot, okay lang yun. Yung happy sigaw,
okay.
Carry lang yun. Pero yung sigaw na galit, na-stress buong katawan ko hanggang anit.
Okay.
Kasi nga, I grew up verbally abused.
Mm.
So, hanggang ngayon, trigger ko siya. Even kapag meron akong dinidate na invested enough na ako,
okay.
I tell that person na trigger ko yung shouting. If they do it once, that's it. Walang second chance, bye. I cannot. It's a non-negotiable for me. Ang glimmer ko ay, among many things, sobrang simple lang nito. So, meron akong scent na inaamoy from my childhood.
Mm.
Pangalanan ko na ba?
Okay.
Pangalanan ko na yung brand.
Okay.
So, sunflower. Yung white flower.
Ah, white flower. Sunflower, biscuit pala yun.
Biscuit yun. Iba yun. Hindi inaamoy.
Iba mali yun.
Kinakain yun.
Oo, tama.
Yung white flower kasi, nung bata ako, pag may sakit ako or pag may masakit sa akin, ina-apply siya sa akin ni mommy or ni lola.
Mm.
So, for me, white flower feels like alaga.
Aww.
So,
sunflower, baka naman.
white flower!
Ang kulit ko!
Ayun. So, naalala mo, Nika, nung kumuha tayo ng passport when we were stuck sa traffic, tapos nag-anxiety attack ako sa traffic Friday night sa EDSA na jam-pack. So, bigla akong nag-anxiety attack. Sabi ko kay Nika na nasa passenger seat, Mom, meron ka bang white flower? Siyempre, wala. Bakit ko naman may magdadalang white flower? Pero kasi yun yung isa sa pang signal ko ng safety. Bukod sa breathing exercise. So, in moments of distress, kasi siyempre, sa bahay, medyo mag-isa ako, di ba? I am my own adult now.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I want to feel alaga and I don't have another adult to alaga me, I sniff it.
Mm-hmm.
So, meron ako sa bedside ko ng isang maliit na bote ng white flower. Yan. So, kayo, listeners, ano yung glimmers nyo? Kasi iba-iba per person, depende sa personal history natin.
Mm-hmm.
Ikaw ba, Ma'am Shnika? Anong glimmer mo, if I may ask?
Hindi ko alam. Pero top of mind, when you're describing what a glimmer is, I think ang glimmer ko is kapag nilalambing ako ni Petchay, yung dog ko. Is that a glimmer? Because it's just so...
If it calms your nervous system.
It does. And talagang, yun yung epitome ng love. Unconditional love.
Yeah.
Na mahal lang niya ako. Hindi naman niya alam kung matalino ba ako or maganda ba ako. Ganyan.
Kasi baba lang niya usually nakikita mo, di ba? From her view.
Baba ko.
Baba mo.
Diba? Parang wala siyang pakialam kahit bago hindi pa ako naliligo. Basta, mahal lang niya ako. Diba? Unconditional love ng pet. Like, it's such a daily glimmer. Love it.
I love it.
Yan.
I love Petchay too.
No, a lot of people love her. Charot. Just by being herself. Charot. Yon. Okay. Ito naman yung adulting reco from Micah Faith Marshall or si Kai.
Na nagpadala ng entry para manalo ng Celotec kit, which
yes,
she did.
Yes. Okay, let's listen to her adulting recommendation.
All right.
Hi, I'm Micah Marshall. So my adulting reco would be for our fellow adults out there who always scramble their things to look for their identification cards, for their TIN numbers, driver's licenses, passport numbers. So what I do is, bilang self-proclaimed queen of documentation, I take a picture of my IDs, or if you can, use your notes app on your phone and then scan your IDs as document. So you have to save them on your phone and then email it to your own personal mail. So every time na may new ID ako, I just send it to myself on that same email thread. So whenever I need them, I can access it basta I have my phone or any device where I can open my email. You can also make a different thread for other important bunch of documents like your car insurances, diba you have to renew it every year, your life insurances, yan lang. I hope it helps. Stay organized, fellow adults.
Ayun.
Nice. Yes. Thank you, Mom.
Thank you, Kai.
Thank you, Mom Kai.
Okay.
All right. Guys, that concludes our 100th...
Ika-isang daang
episode.
End of sharing.
Yes. Fellow adults, thank you so much for giving us a compelling reason to produce 100 podcast episodes.
Yes.
And please know that it's because of you that we're continuing to produce more and better episodes for as long as we can. Maraming salamat. Hanggang sa next 100 episodes natin, guys. This has been Carla
and Nika, constantly growing and learning with you through the highlights and the lowlights that adulting has to offer. Because, say it with us, guys,
it's an adult thing!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.